All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. Last show of day one of NATA 2018, live in New Orleans. We are at the Podcast Lounge, sponsored by Dragonfly Max. We got Frio Hydration and Hoist Water also representing here at the Podcast Lounge. So I'm talking with Mr. Van Bruggen.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You got much more bass in your voice than I do. It sounds a little different. All right. So I am your host, Jeremy Jackson, and he's joining us to talk about the state associations and some of the committees he's on with the NATA. So real quick, why don't you give me a Clint, when did you talk about the state association? So give me a little bit of info, the state association you're on. And you're
The State Association Advisory Committee is a committee of the NATA that basically serves as a resource for the 51 state associations that we have, one for each state plus the District of Columbia, and just try to gather and disseminate information to the states to help them function at as high a level as they can function at.
All right, so there's an association or a committee on just helping the state associations function. So it's not a specific state association, but one that kind of oversees all of them.
Well, we don't oversee them. We just serve as an advisory board for them to help them, you know, identify strengths and weaknesses, what they can do to get better, brings different states together to collaborate. What's California doing really well that Florida is struggling with, and maybe they can help each other to both become stronger.
I got you. Okay. So how did you become involved with that committee?
I've been on the executive board of the Tennessee Athletic Trainer Society for 5 years, leadership is a keen interest of mine, and a member of the committee invited me to apply to be on the committee after attending a couple of state leadership forums, and it just went from there.
Gotcha. All right, so what are some of the things that you said that you really like that one because of the leadership? So what are some of the other things that that you have really enjoyed about the state association committee?
Meeting a whole lot of people who are really passionate about our profession and about helping our profession advance on a grassroots level. Because the state associations are the grassroots of our profession. What we can do together as different states working on, on the city level, what we do in Washington, D.C. and on a national scale is important, and it's really good that we keep doing it. But talking to mom and dad across the fence at the football field, making an impact in our communities and in our states is really where progress is going to come from.
All right, so I know this isn't exactly what we were talking about, but one of the topics that I was planning to talk about with somebody was why be a member of NATA, and this person mentioned grassroots several times. They mentioned, I'm involved with the state association, and I do a lot grassroots. I do a lot locally. So would you mind addressing just for a second why it's important to be involved at the national level as well as in the grassroots level?
Well, it all works together. It's a spider web. And we've got to have a common theme, a common message across the entire country. And that's a national, the national level. But then the other part of it is that the national level has got a lot of resources that we can use on the state level. And, so we really need to support the national level. What happened yesterday in the Senate Help Committee, was critical to the advancement of our profession in so many ways. So the national office, what the NATA does for each individual athletic trainer, there's so many things that they do that we probably have absolutely no idea that happen. But then on a smaller level, those same things happen in our states. We have, the state issues, our practice acts, third-party reimbursement. All those sorts of things are going to come from the state level, and expand nationally. You know, we've got to make sure our state practice acts allow for third-party reimbursement, that they allow for practicing on the clinical industrial setting, those sorts of things. And NATA has expertise, has knowledge, has experience, has resources that they can give to the states to help the states accomplish those goals.
All right. So I agree. I am, so in Texas, you don't actually have to be certified. You just have to be licensed. Right. And so through some other, through my own errors, I'm no longer certified. I'm only licensed. But I've, after an absence, chosen to become a member of the NATA because that was my thought is I need to support the things that they're good at that are going to help me as an athletic trainer because I don't do politics. I don't go talk to them. I don't go to Washington. But somebody does and somebody needs to. And if I'm going to say that somebody needs to go, I need to put my money where my mouth is. So for me, that's why it's important. But, you know.
We can't look at it selfishly. We have to, you know, it's not what the NATA can do for me. It's what can I do for the NATA so that they can do things for us.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's an us issue. And you know, what can I do to help the NATA help you in Texas do something to help a young person to avoid a catastrophic injury? It's a far-reaching thing. It's not just my little neck of the woods. It's the whole thing. And we're all intertwined in that, and we've got to have that support of the central, national, global entity so that they can then spread it back down to the states. It goes up, and then it comes back down.
All right. So, again, talking about why being a member of NATA, but let's get back to the state association. So, Mr. Van Bruggen, what are some of the things that the State Association Committee is currently working on?
We've got a lot of things in the works. First of all, one of my particular responsibilities on the committee is acknowledging the efforts of our state leaders. We don't toot our own horns as athletic trainers. We're background people. We'd like it that way for the most part, but we have some real rock stars in our profession. We recognize upcoming leaders. We recognize more seasoned leaders. But then we also do things like putting together toolkits. We're working on toolkits for best practices for state association management, for meeting administration. How do you put on a good meeting? Because we're athletic trainers. You know, we don't have expertise in administration. We don't have expertise in finance. We don't have expertise in accounting. But all of our state associations have to manage finances. They have to manage accounting principles.
The UT Expo will open again tomorrow at 10 a.m.
I can't even spell accounting principles. You know, so I, much less do it.
Right.
And so we're working together as a committee to try to create some tools that the state associations can use to help themselves do better, to protect themselves legally. Things can happen at a state meeting. Somebody can get injured at a state meeting. Does that state association have insurance that's going to protect them? The SAC helps think about those things and disseminate that information to the member to the state associations, so that they can advance what they're doing and do what they're doing better.
All right. So that's the state association committee. What are some of the other things that you are involved with?
Well, I'm on the executive board of the Tennessee Athletic Trainer Society. On my local level, and then I also, effective tomorrow afternoon, I guess I become District 9 chair for the NATA Foundation. So I'm involved with that as well.
Okay. So with being involved with the NATA Foundation, what do you hope to do with that?
advance our profession. You know, that's what the foundation is all about, is advancing our profession through scholarship, funding of scholarships, funding of research, educational, clinical resources. What can we put in the hands of the practicing clinical athletic trainer to arm them to do their jobs more effectively and more efficiently and better? That's really what the foundation is trying to do, is, help our profession advance and take steps forward. And the way you do that is through good, solid research and scholarship.
All right. All right, so again, the State Association Committee, and your executive director on the Tennessee Committee.
Well, I'm a member of the executive board.
Member of the executive board.
There's seven of us on the board.
All right, so how does that work together with being a member of the executive board and being on the committee that, like, not oversees, but gives guidance to the executive board?
Well, we want members of this NATA State Association Advisory Committee who have been state leaders or who are state leaders, because we've been there, we've done that. We know what's going on. We know some of the pitfalls. We know some of the issues that we have to face, so we can try to address them. So, the SAC is a committee that's comprised of state leaders from across the country.
So, ideally, the State Advisory Committee works best because some of those people are in or have really good relationships with the leaders.
Yeah. I mean, all of our committees, we want people who have knowledge on that committee's subject matter. As a collegiate athletic trainer, I wouldn't be very good on the secondary schools athletic trainer committee. I don't have a clue about the issues that they deal with. And, a secondary school athletic trainer wouldn't be probably be very effective on the Intercollegiate Council for Sports Medicine.
Right.
We've got people on that committee who are really smart, who've done a lot of things. We refer to all of ourselves as seasoned,
right.
Which means that most of us have gray hair. We've experienced some things and we've learned from those experiences, and we want to share those to help other people from having some of the same issues that we've had in the past.
All right. So if you are to move off from the State Association Committee, what do you think you'd be involved with next?
As a collegiate athletic trainer, the ICSM is something that I'm very passionate about. I'm also very passionate about recognizing the rock stars in our profession. So, honors and awards, but then I'm also ethics, AT's care, there's several different committees that I'd be interested in serving on.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, maybe they want to find out more about becoming involved with their state association, or just talk about some of your wisdom and experience in these situations, what's the best way for somebody to get a hold of you?
I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, on LinkedIn. Google me, you'll find our Carson Newman website with my contact information. Email me, call me.
Okay. So Mike,
slap me upside the head tonight.
There you go. Steal his badge. All right, so Mike Van Bruggen, if you want to email him, get a hold of him, contact him some way to find out something about the State Association, how he's involved, what he's doing on the Tennessee Executive Board for the State Association, or some of the other stuff that he's on or headed towards in his athletic training career. So I am Jeremy Jackson, host of the Sports Medicine Broadcast, again, live at the NATA convention. Mike, anything else you'd like to add there about the State Association?
Come to the State Leadership Forum. It's a great event.
All right. And with that is a wrap.